This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Do we really have to lead with bad news today? Well, at the very least, it's disappointing news. We're talking about today's big jobs report. The government says the American economy created 80,000 jobs last month, and the jobless rate is treading water at 8.2%. Not exactly fireworks for this 4th of July week. So let's go to the weekly wrap, our look at Wall Street and beyond. We've got Cardiff Garcia at FT Alphaville and Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Lee, the president calls today's report step in the right direction. Romney calls it kick in the gut. Which one is it?
Well, it depends what side you're on. I mean, you know, it's certainly not great, but it's not surprising. And, you know, this is all not great. I mean, the past three months have been not great. This is just more of the same. So, you know, you can parse it and look at the positives within the number, which was that if we can call them positives, I mean, hours worked were up, wage earnings were up. More people entered the job market, which actually can end up sending the unemployment rate up, which we didn't see. So, you know, it again wasn't so unexpected, even if it wasn't great.
Yeah. But should we care if the analysts actually thought it was going to be better than this? Should we pay attention to that and then say this is disappointing, Cardiff?
Honestly, no. I thought it was a bad report.
Yeah.
Job growth was pretty stagnant across most sectors. As Lee mentioned, it is the third consecutive pretty bad report. But I'd really emphasize that it's dangerous to just look at one monthly report because if you look at sort of the underlying pace of jobs growth for the last 6 months, it's a little better. And I think the real message we should take is that things just weren't as good as we thought they were earlier in the year, but neither are they deteriorating quite as badly as I think some will interpret this report to say.
Right.
So I really just think that we probably should remain calm about this because we're not really going to know exactly what's been happening for the last few months for some time. But for the most part, I'm not encouraged, and I do think that this is going to lead to quite a bit of commentary on both sides, as Lee said, and also it's going to really raise the possibility of, well, what do we do about it?
Yeah, Lee, you mentioned there was more hiring of temp workers, right? Is that's good news, isn't it,
or is
that bad news?
No, that's good news. That's good news. That's normally seen as a pre-indicator of things getting better. But, you know, with these numbers, we've even seen this pattern before. So it's like we can no longer really take what looks like what we thought it used to be and make assumptions on that because things change so much, as Cardiff said. So and the other thing is it's really, you know, corporate profits are at record highs right now. So this is not about companies not having the wherewithal to be able to hire. It's all about confidence. And that's all it's ever been for the past at least 18 months, if not longer.
Yeah. Cardiff, hourly wages were up. Why do you think that is?
Well, let's remember that they're coming up off a pretty low base.
Right.
The same thing applies to that sort of weekly number that Lee just talked about. And so I think especially with these sort of smaller sub-index kind of measures that we really just shouldn't over-interpret them. Again, let's look at the long term and let's really look at exactly what Lee's talking about, what's been happening since the recovery started, which is that it's just been sluggish, slow. It's been getting a little bit better, but ever so slowly and just not anywhere close to adequate given the scale of the unemployment problem. So you can look at those things and call them silver linings if you want, but I look at them and I think, well, just not that meaningful right now. Things just aren't getting better fast enough, but neither are they about to collapse the way I think a lot of people fear.
Yeah. So what's to be done? I mean, are there going to be a lot of calls for the Fed to do something to light a fire here, Lee?
Well, you know, we're certainly hearing that. The Fed has extended its Operation Twist, which is a mechanism to hold down long-term interest rates through the end of the year. There's talk about will it do another QE3, a wholesale, you know, intervention. There's not a whole lot the Fed can do. It might act, but our problem is not one of liquidity. It's not one of, I mean, the Fed has very limited ability to get companies to hire and to stimulate that way. We really need policy moves, and that's not going to happen because of the election and the Congress, which is unlikely to do anything for a number of reasons.
Yeah. 15 seconds. Cardiff, do you think today's report should make the president even more nervous for November?
A little more nervous, not that much more nervous. I think what happens in the 3 months leading up to the elections are going to matter a lot more than the past 3 months.
Yeah.
But certainly it didn't help. So obviously both sides are going to try to capitalize on this. But I really don't think it's going to be one of the sort of big issues. I think we need to wait a few more months.
Okay. Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville, Lee Gallagher of Fortune. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Sarah. You too.
Thanks, Sarah. Take care.